En el nombre del Padre, el Hijo y el Espíritu Santo. Amén. You may be seated. Thank you for the invitation to be here at Grace Alvin. This is the first time I have seen a cross through those doors, and I'm grateful for the invitation. I am one of the missionaries for Congregation of Vitality in the Diocese of Texas, and one of the gifts of that position is being able to go to different congregations and see myself, see my colleagues, as well as the communities that they serve, and the good news being lived out in all of the different places, these diverse places around our diocese. So I'm grateful to be here in Alvin. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? They asked Jesus. Jesus said, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with skin disease are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. I'm wondering what the disciples of John had in mind. What were they looking for? You know, I asked myself, because I would think if you were looking for those things that Jesus just said, it would be very clear, right? So I'm wondering what they were looking for, and wondering what we are looking for. You know, as we get closer, as you know, I even got to wear my rose-colored stole. I'm always looking forward to, you know, like the third Sunday of Advent and the fourth Sunday in Lent, because I get to wear it. But I'm wondering what we're looking for. Are we looking for a big cross? Are we looking for a bunch of very perfect people? What are we looking for when we look for Jesus, or where Jesus is at? Back in 1993, I was in my third year in the military, in the Army, in the U.S. Army. I was in field artillery. Anybody know field artillery here? Anybody? Big cannons and things like that. And I had been stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia. I had enlisted for 4 years, and I was getting close to the last year. And once you cross a certain threshold, they don't send you anywhere, but you stay there and finish your time, or re-enlist after that. So I was really looking forward, especially because my daughter was to be born in February of 1993. So I wanted to be there and not miss anything, any changes that my daughter will have. You know, as you know, children in 1 year, they change completely. They look very different from that day that they're born to the day they are 1 year old. So I was like really looking forward, and all of a sudden I get in the mail these orders that I was going to South Korea, to Camp Casey, South Korea. And I was freaking out, because my daughter was going to be born, and I didn't want to miss that year. I want to be close to my family. So I went everywhere trying to see if anybody would listen to me. Any office, and, you know, like knocking on doors and see, please, don't you know that I'm suffering? Look at my situation. Nobody cared what I was going through. He said, like, you enlisted. This is what happens. So my daughter was born. It was a beautiful day. My first daughter. I already had a son, but that was our first daughter. And just 2 weeks later, I was in a plane on my way to South Korea. I was so angry. I was hurt. I was telling God, you know, when I was praying, wow, you didn't listen to my prayers. I've been serving you all my life, and then you didn't listen to me. I mean, don't you know that I'm suffering? I mean, I thought it was something like giving back, you know, give. If I give, you give. I remember landing in South Korea and getting to Camp Casey, and it seemed like everybody was smiling and they were having a good time. I said, like, what are you guys smiling about? Don't you know that this sucks to be here, you know, for one whole year away from our families? So that was my life for about 6 months. Of anger, of frustration. I couldn't even cry. I tried to cry. Has anybody been in a situation where you want to cry but you can't? Anybody here? And I would like try. I mean, I would make my face like, and even the sounds, you know, just to see if something will come out. I mean, nothing. I remember right outside Camp Casey, there's this strip of bars. And there were like two stories. So there's one bar on the bottom, and then there's another one on top. And then you just go on, and then you start the other three. So that was my weekend. Starting one end and just go from one, like zigzagging, you know, until I didn't know where I was at. And somehow I got back to my room just to be able to numb that frustration that I was experiencing, that anger. 6 months in, I get a box from my family. You know, when you get a box, when you're in the military, everybody's your friend. And so you have to do things very quickly. You know, I went from the post office to my room running. You know, so they wouldn't see me that I had this box. And I remember closing my door and turning on my light so they would not know that I was there. I opened it, and they had all this stuff that I like, you know, like the cookies and the different meats that I like. And in between, on top of those things, there was a cassette. You guys know what a cassette is, right? You guys remember the cassette? Yes, like two little holes and it's like another. Yeah. And so then I went, so then I said, oh, wow, what is this? My sister had put a tape together, so I went and got my Walkman. Anybody remember Walkman? Yeah? It had a little strap to it, like a little, you know, like. And the orange spongy earphones, you know. Anybody here? And I pushed play and I started listening to the first song that this tape had. The words were, Renuévame, Señor Jesús. Ya no quiero ser igual. Renew me, Lord Jesus. I don't want to be the same. Because everything that is within me needs more and more of you. Put your heart in my heart. Let me be more like you. When I started hearing those words, I was feeling something that I hadn't felt that I was during those 6 months. Something was moving. Something was stirring. So I rewinded because, you know, those days you had to rewind. You couldn't just, you know, push play again. So you had to rewind. You had to wait, right? Remember those days? Mm-hmm. And I played it again. Renuévame, Señor Jesús. Ya no quiero ser igual. Renuévame, Señor Jesús, pon en mí tu corazón, put your heart in mine. And I started crying. After 6 months, something had happened. Almost like those words that were being said by this singer were the words that I've been trying to say for 6 months, but I couldn't. Because I was so angry. So I rewinded again. I rewinded so many times. I played by the time that the last time I played, I think it was like in a different frequency because the tape had already gone so, you know, right. And it seems like all of those things that I have been experiencing, that almost like paralyzed sensation, like chains were being broken. I was able to just be able to let all out. And it's very interesting that from that day on, everything seemed very different. I had heard people say things like that, you know, like you could be in the same place, but things change. I was blind to all of the people that God had put throughout those 6 months. Right before I went to Korea, I got lucky and somebody heard me playing the trumpet, and from the band they asked me to come in. Why don't you join the band? And they took me out of my filatory unit. So I spent a whole year with the band. So a lot of the things that I needed to know when I was in Korea, I didn't know. But there were people that took the time to spend hours and hours after all, you know, everybody had gone to rest. But I was so blind to see that Jesus was there with me. I was looking for my orders to be ripped and see that's where God is at. Or having stayed there with my family and saying, That's where God is at. That's where Jesus is at. But I realized that even in South Korea, Jesus was there with me. But I was looking for something else. I was looking for something else. I was the blind person. And I received my sight. I was deaf. But finally I was able to listen and hear. I was dead. But I was raised up again. I'm wondering what the people around this area are looking for. Maybe they're looking for where Jesus is at. Because Jesus is at where the blind are, where the lame are, where the deaf are, where the dead are. That's where Jesus is at. And I think everybody here at some point has felt one of these things in your life. And you know the language. And you know the good news that you have experienced. And that's what these people here need to hear. That's the good news. That's where Jesus is at. Let me finish with this. I follow this, the Society of St. John the Evangelist. Anybody here? It's a group of monks. And one of them wrote on Friday, the title was Image. He said, "Our images of God are always inadequate, imperfect, provisional. For God is a living God. God is always more. So we should ask ourselves, what is my image of God? Maybe this Advent, some images needs to be smashed, destroyed, so that at Christmas, God may be born in us anew. Amen."
May the Lord, mighty Lord, bless and keep you forever, granting peace, perfect peace, courage in every face, know His grace forever. May the Lord, mighty Lord, bless and keep you forever. May the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you this day and always. Amen.
Amen.